There's a machlekes in the Gemara whether Yisrael's arrival to Klal Yisrael in Midbar took place before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. Different proofs, one way or the other. If Yisrael's arrival took place before Matan Torah, it makes perfect sense why we have it in this particular order. We have this whole story of Yisrael coming, arriving in the Midbar, being greeted by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, giving his piece of advice, like a good in-law does. And then we have Matan Torah. But you don't agree with giving advice.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But, okay, we'll get to what advice he gave soon, yeah? But if Yisrael came after the Torah was given, fair enough that we say, "E mukta mumucha ba Torah," the Torah is not written in the right order, but there's a certain reason why the Torah does write things in a particular order. And to have to take it out of context, and to cut and paste the story of what happened after the Torah was given, and put it in front, beginning of the Torah was given, requires explanation. Also, you know, to have a whole Sedra named after Yisroi is a chosh of a thing. I mean, they have infamous people named after him as well. We have Korach, yeah? And we have infamous people as well. But it was obviously a chashivus. It was obviously a chashivus. So it must be that, there's some good reason why this parasha was said before Matan Torah in order to teach us certain elements of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz called Mula Torah, certain elements of Derech Eretz. So let's go Kaseida through the parasha. So in Perikut Ches, in Posuk Vov, we have the introduction over here that Yisrael heard what happened. He was inspired from everybody. From everybody. You know, the apostle says in Shira, all these different nations heard, it didn't make a difference to them. The only person that actually was inspired up was Yisrael, which is an incredible thing. Okay, I just want to bring one very short vort agav, but it's a fantastic one. Posuk Gimel, it says Yisrael came. Of Yikach Yisrael, Moshe took Mochos Moshe Sepura, Eshes Moshe Sepura, the wife of Moshe. And the Eshnei Beneho and the two sons, Ashashem Ho Echad Gershoim, one was called Gershoim, Veshem Echad Eliezer, and one was called Eliezer. So, Rabbi Duna from England asks, why do we say Eshem Ho Echad Gershoim, Veshem Ho Echad Eliezer? In other words, when you're talking about names, you should say Veshem Ho Echad Gershoim, Veshem Hasheni Eliezer, the second one's Eliezer. So he says, number one, the first message of Chinuch is that there's no numbers in children. Every single child is an independent being. Is a chad mi'chado. He is a ben yachid. Every child is a ben yachid. There's no number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every child, a person can have 6 or 8 or 12 only children. And therefore, shema echad, v'shema echad. Beautiful vote. Just one has to think about it. But fine. The parasha carries on. The pasuk says, Vayova Yisroi, chayis Moshe bono v'isha Moshe. And he says, and he sends a message, and he says, "V'yomer al Moshe," and he says to Moshe, "Posuk Vav, Ani chesemcha Yisroi bo elecha, I Yisroi, your father-in-law coming out to you, ve'ishtecha ushnei v'neo imo, and your wife, and your two children as well." What was encoded in this message? So Rashi says, "Posuk Vav, V'yomer al Moshe through a shliach, Ani chesemcha Yisroi, im eina to yotze begini, if you don't want to come for my sake, say begin ishtecha." Go for your wife's sake. Then Eina to Yotze begin Ishtecho. If you're not going for your wife's sake, say begin Shnei Veneho, go for the sake of her two children. So Rav Duna asks a very good question. And by the way, the Pasuk says, Moshe did go out, Vayetze Moshe Kras Chosno, he went out, etc. What's this message of Yisroi? Yisroi was a remarkable person. Yisroi is somebody who had gone through every single religion. He had found out HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Mesiras Nefesh. He was a Kohen Midian, he gave up his job. And he realized who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He was the only convert to come along into the middle of the Midbar. A remarkable person. He had a son-in-law like Moshe Rabbeinu, means there must be some good genes there. Right? And this is Yisroi demanding that Moshe comes out to meet him. Why does he have to come out to meet him? Come there and you'll bring him in. Why do you have to come out to meet him? And what's this encoded message that if come out for me, if it's not for me, it's for your wife, if it's not for your wife, what kind of covered fresher is he? It doesn't seem within the context of who Yisrael was, he's looking for covered. So, Rav Duna says that Yisroi was a mechanech. Yisroi was somebody who understood the realm of responsibility of a leader. And there's various different proofs of who he was. You can see leadership later on, how he told Moshe Rabbeinu how to run Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu listened, right? Yisroi, he says it as follows. He said, unfortunately, says Rabbi Duna, that the different kinds of rabbis. There's different kinds of rabbis. There are certain rabbis who are very, very fine people, and I'd say a very good example is our Rav here. It doesn't matter who comes to the shul, whether it's somebody old, whether it's somebody young, whether it's somebody this, whether it's somebody that, whether it's somebody who eventually can give a lot of money to the shul, a person who can't bring any money to the shul, somebody's going to ask him ridiculous questions, somebody's going to ask him good questions. It doesn't matter, everybody's the same. Old and young, it makes no difference. That is the way a Rav should be. A Rav is responsible to every member of his community, whether it's going to actually gain something from it financially, or it's going to invest in what they call the future of our shul. It makes no difference. That is somebody who says, Yes, Israel, who are you coming out for? Are you coming out for Chesemcha, your old father-in-law? Yeah, who may be somebody, you know, who's not going to have a particular future within Klal Yisrael. Why are you coming out? Are you coming out for me? Sometimes you have a Rav. Fortunately, the older people in the shul, he ignores. These people are not going to help us in the future. These pensioners, they can't give much money. They're just a burden on the community, Rahman al-Islam people. And therefore, I'm going to focus more on, you know, on encouraging the women in the shul, the women's, the women's league, is that how they call it, yeah? Yeah, the neshe, and working with the kids. So Yisroi says, if you don't come for the old man, at least come for your wife. Or if you're that kind of rabbi, come for your wife. Right? Come for your wife, come for the women, come for the... Which is also... But some people aren't interested in that either. They're all they're interested in is the yuppie, young working people who will be able to bring money to the shul, who bring it, you know, they bring their kids to the shul, they're going to have the obvious sabonim, they're going to make the shul vibrant, they're going to put life into the shul. And that's, he says, if not for me, for the old man, come for the wife. If you're not that kind of rabbi, at least come for the children. What did Moshe come out for, says Apostle? V'yetze Moshe likras chosnoi. Who did he go out for? He went out to look for his father-in-law's sake. In other words, Yisroi was testing Moshe Rabbeinu. Before you take on Rabbonus, before you become a leader, know who you have to take care of. You have to take care of every single individual, get every single person covered. That is who we are, and that is what Klal Yisroel is supposed to be presenting as leadership. So that was the first message over here of Yisroi. Now, the parasha carries on, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroi all the wonderful things that happened. Yisroi is very happy. Next day, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't seen his wife for a while. Moshe's back at work the next morning. Yeah, you expect to take a week off, go to the Kibbutz Lavi for a week, or go to the Dead Sea. No, Moshe's back at work the next morning. Vahima Machros, next day, Vayeshev, Moshe Lishbe to Sa'om. Moshe's out there to judge the people. Vayamoy to Omar, Moshe and Abaykad Erev, they're there from morning till night. So, Vayachos and Moshe's Kalashu Ho Oisalahem, this is in Perik Yudches, Posit Yudalad. And Vayomer, Mada, what's this? Asha Ata Oisal Om. What are you doing to these people? Mada Ata Yoshele Vadchal Vachola Om, Nitzav Lechel and Abaykav. Why are you making these people? Why are you bothering these people? Vayomer Yishel Chosnei, Kiyova Yelai Ha'om, Nidreshele Kin, they're looking to seek Hashem. And they explain to them what's going on over here. They come to judge. Ki Yilehem Dovah Bo Elai, to judge. Vayomer Chosem Moshe Elov, Loi Toi Vadova Asha Ata Oisal. Not good what you're doing. No Voyal Tibol Gamato Gabal Bazel, be fed up. Not good. It's always struck me as, what was the genius of Yisroi? It's so simple. I mean, you know, for example, you go to the local post office, right? There's a long line. Yeah, there's a long line of people there. Somebody once told me the local post office is like Gehenna. I said it's worse, because Gehenna, you know, you're out at least after 11 months, right? So so you know, to think about it, get more people working there. You go to Misrad HaPnim, three of those counters are empty. Bring more people there, right? That way, less people be less impatient. So Moshe Rabbeinu is there, long line waiting thing. So he's got an idea. Get more staff. What's the genius of that? What's the godless of he? Make more staff. What is the idea behind this? So there's two mahalchim to this. One answer is, you're right. It's a very simple idea. But it's a lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to Moshe Rabbeinu to get the lesson through Yisroi to teach us a lesson. Of course it was simple. But sometimes even something that is obvious and something that makes sense, a person refuses to listen unless he hears it from somebody who is tremendously great. I'm willing to listen to a doctor, yeah? You want second, you're asking, do you mind getting second opinion? I know, I've been a doctor, thank you. You know, I know what I'm doing. If you want me to speak to this top professor, I'll speak to him. Why do you have to speak to him? Why can't you speak to your colleagues? Why can't you speak to people slightly higher up, the head of the makhlika? No, you've got to speak to them. Why? Because you're not willing to learn from somebody unless they're much greater than you are. Here comes Yisroi, an outsider, and he starts giving his advice to who? To Moshe Rabbeinu, who's been up to Shemaim, or is going up to Shemaim, whether before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, right? He's a Novi, and he comes along and he starts giving, Loi Toiva Dovo, thank you very much, you know, but maybe pedal on. I appreciate your piece of good advice, but you know, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu here, you know, it's not, you know who I am. No, Moshe Rabbeinu listened to him. Vayishma Moshe kol chosnoi vayas koil asher omar. Everything he said, he listened. He's got to listen. Yeah, the son-in-law has got to listen to a father-in-law. That is a message of this week's parasha. That, in other words, there's got to be an element over here of another. The Torah is teaching us another. Ezehu chacham haloimein mikol odom. Mikol odom means that even somebody who is less knowledgeable than you, less intellectual than you, less frum than you, and he tells you, points out a point to you, don't just push it away, excuse me, thank you very much. No, learn from him. And therefore this is, you're right, it's so obvious, it's so simple, but he's willing to learn something so obvious even from somebody from the outsider, as it were. Haloim in Mikol Adam, exactly. So Haloim in Mikol Adam, the greater chochem you are, is the more you're willing to learn from more people. And that's a lesson, before Matan Torah, learn Haloim Mikol Adam. That's one Peshat. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says slightly differently. He says that this was a paradigm shift. And this was included in the Klal Yisrael to understand that this is a hashkafic move from what was originally planned to what they're taking on now. Originally, and this is a very, very powerful vot, originally, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shofet. He was the Gadol. That's it. He was everything. Which means, what would the kid feel when he's learning a little bit of something? He's in cheder and he wants to learn something. There's a boch in yeshiva and he wants to learn something. There's a guy in kollel. Where is he going to get in life? Unless you're gadol hador, nobody's going to look at you. You're going to be nobody. What is the point? Unless I'm going to be, as soon as you find somebody in your class or somebody in your level that is slightly greater than you and he's got the chance of becoming greater, there's no point of aspiring to greatness because you're never ever going to be recognized. You're never ever going to be somebody who's going to have an influence on anybody. So if there's one gadol and you're not going to be that gadol, why bother? Zog Yisrael, you know what you're doing to Klal Yisrael? Do you know how you're destroying Klal Yisrael? You are destroying the hopes and the aspirations of every great person who wants to learn something small. Therefore, I think this is wrong. Break it down. Allow people to become great in where they are good at. Get sorry alofim, sorry meo, sorry soros. I can't be a god ladov. I can be a leader over 10 people. I can be a leader over 100 people. I can be over 1,000 people. In other words, break down the different greatness levels to allow each person to slot in as being something great within himself, and he will aspire to that. That's what Yisroi's advice was. And that way, every person will aspire to greatness. Later on, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't find Anshechayil, all these different people, Soine Botza. He couldn't find all those different things. So what did he find? He found normal people. What does that show us? They don't have to be even great to become a leader. You have to be, in your generation, where you have to rise above the society of where you are, you've got to be the greatest in your society. You don't have to be a god lador to be anything. Anything is great. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of Har Sinai, went one stage further. And he said to us, by Hasina Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Va'atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. What does that mean? Yisroi started off and said, in other words, started the process and said, Moshe Rabbeinu at the time was the God Lador. That's it. Yisroi said, get different levels of greatness. But all these people have to be absolutely great, but on different levels. Moshe Rabbeinu later on in the parasha got people who were not so great. As long as they were better than anybody else, that's fine. But within Klal Yisrael, and therefore, all we expected was within Klal Yisrael different levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us at HaSinai that every single one of us, every single Jew, has to be aligned to the nations from Leches Goyim Mekoy Kodosh, which means we may have a person above each 10 of us or each 100 of us, but we have to be the one who is spreading light to every single guy in the street. We have to be the Jew who walks down the street who has set an example, because we are Klal Yisrael. We are the chosen nation. And therefore, every single one of us has to aspire to be great within ourselves. We may not be the God Lador. We may not be Sorry Alofim. We may not be Sorry Meos. We may not be Sorry Asoris. It doesn't matter. But we are somebody who the people look up to and expect from us to behave in a way that is great. And therefore, every single one of us has an obligation to become whatever the best we can in order to spread the Kovod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kovod Hashem, and Yerushalayim into all the different surroundings that we follow. This is a message before Matan Torah. So why is Yisrael beforehand? So those three things. Number one, to teach us leadership, to care for every single person. Don't just care for the people who eventually can support the institution. A care for everybody, number one. Number two, there's an element over here of anova, of humility. Leimi l'kol adam, be willing to learn from everybody. And number three, each and every one of us, every single person has an ability to become great in their own way, to spread Kovod Hashem in their particular way. Don't think it is only for the great people like Moshe Rabbeinu in order to make an impact.